really happen with your host, Mike Rivero, because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And hello, hi, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. And apparently Nigel Farage has come out and made a statement that he's been told by the people counting the Brexit vote that Remain is going to win. So the money junkies get their way. And the next question is going to be, how many people in Britain are going to believe this happened? And my advice to the British people is do a little survey amongst yourself and your friends. How many people voted Remain and how many people voted to leave? And decide for yourself if this was an honest election. The fact that they canceled all the exit polls except the one by YouGov, which was very much pro-Remain. They were also on the side of keeping Scotland inside the United Kingdom. So they came into this thing with a bias. But decide for yourself if this election was crooked or not. We know the powers that be rig elections. They only believe in democracy if you vote for what they want. And if you're not, well, too bad. All righty, let's see. We're going to take a phone call. Katie in Texas, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Michael. Yeah, I wanted to briefly touch on that article that you had mentioned about that boy who drove his that intruder out with his mother's gun. And I think you made the comment that he had the gun legally. And anyway, I guess I take a little bit of issue with that. And I don't know what you meant by that legally. If it was registered, is that what you meant by that?
Well, it was his mother's firearm, and it was registered to her. And okay. Apparently she had taught her child how to use the gun safely because there were actually two intruders. He hit them both and fired on them as they drove away and hit their car a couple of times. So the kid is able to place his shots. And we had this wonderful video that was on whatreallyhappened.com the other day about this 7-year-old girl firing an AR-15. And you just watch how carefully, I presume it's her father, is teaching her about trigger finger discipline and how to do the magazine and how to do this all very, very safely. And this little 7-year-old girl thinks it's all very cool. And it stands in stark contrast to this liberal pundit who was out there saying how he was traumatized by firing an AR-15. All right, well, if you're traumatized by firing an AR-15, don't fire an AR-15. But that doesn't give you grounds to go on out and tell those of us who know how to use firearms safely that we should stop doing so.
Absolutely, I agree. And I guess my issue, Mike, I figured it was that it was a licensed weapon. I'd like to revisit the Second Amendment to the Constitution, which says that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. That license right there is an infringement upon that second article, period. So legally, perhaps, lawfully, absolutely not. And also, you had mentioned, I just caught just a bare glance of it, but something about how we're to be able to have, I think, the same power fire as the police. Well, I'd like to just read a portion of a quote by a Tench Cox way back when this whole thing was being debated. He says, "Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright of an American, period. So whatever the military has, we can have it. And it doesn't have to be licensed or anything, period. According to that Second Amendment, shall not be infringed. These people are traitors. They have committed treason against the American people, and they should be dealt with according to the consequences of treason."
Okay, now let me back up here a little bit. I know there's a lot of people who are very, very concerned that the registration of firearms is the next step toward government confiscation, and that's certainly a real concern. But you need to understand, any time government licenses anything, your car, your boat, your ability to drive, your firearm, your radio transmitters, any of that stuff, it's all really about making more money off of you. Because that's how government grows rich and powerful. They take away something you already freely have, then they'll sell it back to you. Okay?
Which we don't need permission, which is a God, granted right to protect our life. Again, these people are, they have committed treason, and they need to, man, they need to be dealt with, period.
Okay, I don't want to get into treason and the punishment for treason or anything, but you have hit an important point here. certainly we Americans should have, we do have, a right to keep and bear arms equal to those in the hands of criminals. And we know that Mexican drug criminals are being given these assault-style military weapons by the U.S. government at taxpayer expense. And I remember a while back where Joe Biden came on out and said, well, you don't need an AR-15. You can defend your home with a shotgun. And, you know, a shotgun is something the U.S. government is less afraid of when they have all the Kevlar and everything. But I pointed out, if you have a hostage situation in your home, let's see, if somebody's broken into your home and they're holding your wife, you know, in front of them. If you fire a shotgun, you're going to hit both of them. And maybe Biden is hoping that's going to happen and he can trade up to a new trophy wife or something. But with an AR-15 and a laser sight, you can put that bullet in the perpetrator's forehead and the hostage is going to be unharmed. But it really, you cannot escape the conclusion that the U.S. government is desperate to disarm the American people, even at the expense of making us vulnerable to more crime.
Absolutely.
Because being able to control us is more important to them than our health and safety. And it's not just guns where we see that. We see that with vaccinations. We see it with GMOs. All these bad, dangerous products that are out there. You know,
what's the solution, Michael? I mean, we know the problem. What is the solution?
Well, my solution is to recognize that this government and economic system are in the process of self-destruction. And we just need to wait it out. I really do think the U.S. government is going to collapse the way the former Soviet Union did. There's going to be about 4 months where we're going to have to be looking out for our friends and neighbors ourselves. We're going to have to deal with a collapsed supply chain. And that's going to be really harmful because of our enforced dependency on that supply chain. And then we're going to put together a new country. We're going to reestablish basic constitutional principles. We're going to add one to it saying no more private central banks ever, 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 ever. And life will be better in the United States, just like life in the Russian republics is greatly improved over what it was under Stalin.
No secret societies, no collective, period. And anybody that's found trying to do that crap, they're tried in one of our common law courts, just like we're afforded according to the Bill of Rights, not their admiralty courts.
Okay, well, you know, we can work out the fine details later on here, but again, I am adamantly opposed to any kind of a violent revolution in this country, because if there's one thing this government knows how to do, it's kill people, and they won't hesitate.
We're the best armed military on the face of this planet, I mean, the face of this earth. I mean, there, how many guns per household? I mean, we could, and I hear people talk about, oh, but they're, you know, they have these, you know, super powerful, never, never, it could never happen, you guys would just get slaughtered. Well, yeah, some of us would get slaughtered, but if everybody stood up, I mean, we're armed to the
teeth. Yeah, but Katie, okay, the instant somebody starts something like that, and there have been a couple of occasions where I think the U.S. government wants that to happen, and they can declare a national emergency, and they'll start taking guns away from people that they know are not going to fight back. And you know, they'll even use chemical weapons. They're already giving chemical weapons to their pet terrorists in Syria to use on the Syrian army. They won't hesitate to do the same. This government, these money junkies globally, would not hesitate to kill off 20% of the human race as long as the surviving 80% were loyal slaves afterwards. That's the way they think.
Georgia Guidestones. I mean, that's their intent, right?
I still don't know what the Guidestones are supposed to represent. I know somebody made a change to it recently. I know they get vandalized an awful lot. Anyway, Katie, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go here and get on back to our news here. And again, I think we need to draw our inspiration from Gandhi because the practical reality, yes, there are 80% of American households have firearms, and the people in them, hopefully, are trained in their use. The big question is, are the American people as a whole ready for an armed revolt? And I think the answer has to be a big no. I think if the government were to say there's a gun ban, you have until, you know, November 1st to turn them on in, I think most Americans would just go ahead and turn them in. I think anybody pushing for an armed revolt, it's a bad idea. We know the system is self-destructing. Let's not give them the excuse to declare themselves a dictatorship. And just let them follow the Soviet Union into the dustbin of history. That's our best course of action. Okay? If I thought a revolution was the right idea, I'd tell you so. I don't think it is. Now then, getting back to the lousy products we have living underneath fascism. Apparently, there is a problem where people who have allowed their computers to be upgraded from Windows 7 and Windows 8 to Windows 10 can't activate the Windows 10. There's a problem. It won't activate. So basically, Microsoft is forcing people to migrate from perfectly good working Windows 7 and Windows 8 computers to upgrade to something that won't even start. Isn't life under fascism grand? They don't even bother testing this stuff anymore. Oh, the customers will tell us what the problems are. We'll get around to fixing it. Now, interestingly enough, there's a mobile advertising company over in Singapore, in Mobi. And apparently, the U.S. government has just fined them $950,000 for secretly collecting Americans' location data from their smartphones via Wi-Fi. 20% of those affected are located in North America. And I know we're all concerned about our right to privacy, but my concern is how quickly the U.S. government can go after a foreign ad company that's tracking your location data, but won't do anything about Hillary's confirmed violation of Title 18, Section 793, and the handling of classified documents. You go back and you look, and you have all these people who are professionals in the military and intelligence who are all saying the tremendous risk that Hillary placed this country in with her weak private email server. And now we're finding out there was a two-week interval where anybody could have logged into it from anywhere. When Guccifer, I mean, by the way, I've been told it's Guccifer, like Gucci the shoe, Guccifer. When Guccifer logged in, he found ten foreign IPs prowling around there. And I still think there's a question there that needs to be asked. Was Hillary Clinton repeating the 1996 ChinaGate scandal? Was she selling U.S. secrets to foreign interests using her weak email server to deliver the secrets and using that charitable foundation to collect and launder the payments? Because a lot of foreign money came into that charitable foundation. And it doesn't do a lot of charity. It does just enough to get the media to say, oh, the Clinton Foundation is doing charity. And there was that Wall Street forensic economist who said, based on the public filings, there are literally billions of dollars that have gone into the Clinton Foundation and nobody knows where the money went. Probably a lot of it is funding some of these groups supporting Hillary Clinton's presidency, like her online attack squads. Now, if you live in Southern California, this is a story you need to be paying attention to. It's been around for about a week, but I'm just getting to it now. There is apparently some very slow ground movement along a very long stretch of the San Andreas Fault. In some areas, the ground is rising. In other areas, it's sinking. And it's very, very slow. But it is an area of concern. And it's in an area where pressure has been building up for more than a century. And seismologists in Southern California are saying they're way overdue for a major earthquake. Now, we have been seeing, ever since the Fukushima quake, we have been seeing the entire Pacific plate sort of twitching around and readjusting. And we've been getting increased major quakes all around the Ring of Fire, north from Japan, across the Arctic, south from Japan, across the Southern Pacific, up the coast of South America. We've been seeing all those quakes down there. And so at this point, I think you need to understand it's possible and even more likely you're going to get hit with a big one. And Claire and I went through a big one ourselves. We were located very close to the hypocenter of the Northridge earthquake. We lost about half of everything we had. We had cracks in our walls so wide you could stand in the living room and look right outside at the neighbor's place. So, please have your earthquake kits in good order. Drag them out of wherever they're stored. Go through them. Make sure the batteries are still good. The food is still fresh. The water is still good. Bring them up to date. And if I'm wrong, great. You've got an up-to-date quake kit. But these things do happen. It's just a matter of time here. All righty, let's see. We're going to take a phone call. The Analog Anarchist from Maine. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I'm having all kinds of trouble with the internet. I'm not really a computer person, but I am a technician. My ISP, internet service provider, is the phone company. It's Fairpoint, which bought out the landlines in New England from Verizon, which bought them from 9X, which was whatever. It was the Bell operating company. They have a rather clunky email system, but you pay for it. Starting at Monday morning at midnight, Explorer 7 and Explorer 8 are blocked from getting the sign-in page. It comes up a DNS error. If you pull
it's not just where you are. I've heard this from all across the country.
They're denying it. They're denying it. I spent hours on the phone with tech support. Finally, the kid says to me, you need to buy a new system. And I said, you need to buy a new customer.
Yeah, it is a problem. And, it is weird why anybody would design a web page that won't work with the older versions of Internet Explorer. We know that Microsoft is just trying to force everybody onto Windows 10, but you can still get Windows 7 and Windows 8 machines. What operating system are you on?
XP.
Okay.
It's the same website. They're blocking you from the sign-in page. When you get on there with Google Chrome or with, what's the other one, an alternate browser, it goes in. It doesn't give me the features that I need that I get with Explorer. But your DNS error, they gave me two. If anybody knows any other codes to put in for alternate DNS server, I'd like to know them because I really need to get in with my XP computers that have the files on them so I can go directly to email instead of moving files from one machine to another just to satisfy them.
Okay, well, what version of Internet Explorer are you on right now, if I may ask?
I've got three with Explorer 8 and one with 7. And I got to tell you something weird, 7 sometimes works better than 8.
Well, that's definitely true. I've worked on a Windows 8 machine. I much prefer Windows 7. I would have loved to have stayed with my XP machine. I'm just trying to figure out what is the latest version of Internet Explorer that will work on XP, and I can't see the version that I have.
It is 8.
It is 8.
The man that worked on it for me said, you can't go any higher than 8. So I said, okay.
Okay. Well, I do know that Internet Explorer has a lot of added things in there that are interfaced to, because Skype, for example, its default page when you bring that up uses Internet Explorer. And you can actually have Skype's summary page stop working if you don't have the right version of Internet Explorer. And Microsoft, of course, is trying to play this game of forcing everybody onto their system to create a monopoly. And it's just angering a lot of people such as yourself. And it's angering me as well. Ultimately, though, somebody had to make a deal somewhere.
Yes.
Because it's ridiculous to write websites that aren't going to work with all of the currently used browsers. HTML5 was supposed to be the new standard that was going to be universal and get rid of a lot of these incompatibility issues. And Microsoft is already out there doing the same thing they did with HTML, saying, well, we're going to change it for our system, so when you're on our system, you won't go anywhere else. Computer makers actually used to do that back in the early days of computers. Every computer company and every computer had its own operating system. Mm-hmm. And the idea was, once you invested in a particular platform and operating system, you would stay there because you'd invested all this time building your applications for that machine, and it was going to be really expensive to change computer brands. Then the Bell Labs came up with Unix, which horrified the computer industry, and they lobbied Bell to not release it. But UC Berkeley had already come up with a copy of the source tape, so they released their version of Unix. The Berkeley Standard Distribution, everybody grabbed it. It was wonderful. Didn't matter what computer you were on, the operating system was the same, the programming was the same, software was portable, and then AT&T turned around and released their version of Unix called System 5 and said, see, aren't we great? All right, listen, thank you for the phone call. We got to let you go, and sorry about your computer problems, but I've heard that from other people. We'll be right back.
Hey, I'll make you a deal. Give me 60 seconds, and I'll give you directions to the Fountain of Youth. Okay, I'm joking. Well, what kind of joking? No fountains, but youth? I got Nature's Youth and their premier anti-aging product, Nature's Youth RSF. With your sensible diet and exercise plan, Nature's Youth RSF can help you look and feel better. RSF is an all-natural amino acid supplement that supports your body to naturally increase HGH levels without any synthetic hormones. And elevated HGH levels can contribute to increased energy, improved libido, reduced body fat, and improved exercise capacity. Let's be honest. Who doesn't want to look and feel younger? Visit the newly designed website at naturesyouth.com or call 800-333-6923. That's 800-333-6923. And like them on Facebook and you'll be included in contest and exclusive offers. What a deal. Oh, speaking of deals, my time's about up. 800-333-6923 or naturesyouth.com. Who needs a fountain anyway? Call today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, Fox News just ran a story about these 68 members of Congress who are staging a sit-in on the floor of the House of Representatives. They're literally sitting there. It's past the 24-hour mark, demanding that there be action on gun control, that the guns be taken away. We're protesting. And Stacey Dash basically came on out and said, it's so uncivilized. And it is. This isn't the way Congress is supposed to work. Tantrums to get their point of view. And what's really ironic is that most of these 68 feel that Americans should not be allowed to boycott Israel in protest over their treatments of the Palestinian. But by golly, we're going to have a sit-in to grab the guns. We absolutely have to have the guns. When the criminals show up, just accept your robbery and rape and death with dignity. Now, down in Flint, Michigan, the Environmental Protection Agency, which is more about grabbing land for collateral than it is about the environment, has declared the Flint water safe for all residents as long as they're using filters. They're saying filtered water is now safe enough for all residents, including pregnant women and children. I have three comments. Test your water anyway. This is the government telling you it's safe. And this is the same government agency who said the air was safe to breathe in the 9/11 aftermath, condemning all of those first responders to horrible, lingering respiratory illnesses and death. And I want to know who's expected to pay for the filters. It's just another way to soak money out of the people. Now, Vladimir Putin is rapidly becoming an icon around the world for people who are concerned about their health and safety. Russia is currently GMO-free. Putin is positioning Russia to be the world's largest supplier of natural GMO-free food, which is why he's on Monsanto's special high-interest targets list, which automatically puts Putin on the U.S. government's special high-interest targets list. Well, now he's going on the war path about vaccines, because he's been reading all these stories about vaccines that don't actually immunize, vaccines that seem to cause more disease, and just the outright harm vaccines cause outside the illness, like peanut anaphylaxis. And he's absolutely right. We live in a country where corporations can sell you anything, no matter how harmful and dangerous or ineffective it is, as long as it's getting money out of your pocket into their pocket and into the government's pocket. That's what I meant the other day when I said this lust for ink and paper to keep the central bankers happy has destroyed all that was best in the American character. Now, I have a couple of stories about SSRIs. We have been talking for a very long time about how they can lead to uncontrollable acts of violence and suicide. We've talked about SSRIstories.org. We've talked about how all these mass shootings being wagged at us by the gun grabbers involved people who were on these medications or withdrawing from them. And now we're finding out the Orlando shooter was apparently on them, had gone through serious personality changes shortly before the shooting, was apparently concerned enough where he was researching this stuff online. But as it turns out, SSRIs have other side effects that you need to be aware of. And I found this article over at druginjury.com. Use of some popular SSRI antidepressants increase the risk of developing cataracts. We're talking about your eyesight here now, and it's currently estimated SSRIs are causing 22,000 extra cases of cataracts every year. Now, there's another article that we posted to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com, and this was from a website. I'm going to have to spell it, rxisk.org, which is Rx risk. It's a combination of the pharmacy symbol and risk. And the article is Keeping an Eye on the Ball, Visual Problems on SSRIs. And it's a first-person story about somebody whose vision started to deteriorate on SSRIs. More about this when we come back.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
For over 100 years, radio has been at the forefront of new technology. Ham radio operators around the world will have their annual Field Day event June 25th and 26th. Field Day is the national open house of amateur radio, and you are invited. Come be a part of the science, skill, and service ham radio brings to your community. Find a Field Day site near you at www.arrl.org/fieldday.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking about SSRIs. And remember, just a week or so ago, they finally came out and admitted SSRIs are not actually helping depression. And they've got these negative side effects of violence and suicide. And as it turns out, a little more research, they're causing all kinds of problems, including problems with eyes. So there's this article, Keeping an Eye on the Ball, Vision Problems on SSRIs, and it's a first-person story about somebody who was put on SSRIs by their doctor, and all of a sudden, they start developing vision problems. And they go back to the doctor, and they do the usual ophthalmological tests, and they don't find anything. But it's all kinds of distorted vision, can't recognize letters, and all the rest of that. And finally realized it was the SSRIs. Finally got a doctor who did an electroretinogram. Now, this is like an EEG, but it's on the retina of the eye instead of the brain, and found incredible amounts of electric activity going on that's not supposed to be there. Now, most people don't really understand how your eyes work. The eye is not a camera. A lot of the processing that allows you to recognize shapes and edges is done right in the retina. And what is sent over the optic nerve to the brain is an already tokenized impression of what the eye is seeing. And if the retina isn't working correctly, the brain is getting junk data back there at the occipital lobe. And I brought this up because one of the readers of WhatReallyHappened.com went through the same thing. This guy was on 19 different medications, most for anxiety and a couple of other issues I don't need to go into. And last April, his vision just went totally useless, lost all peripheral vision. What was left was distorted. Everything appeared to be gigantic in size. Couldn't recognize things like windows and doors. And the doctors were saying, it's probably a stroke. Here's another prescription. And he did his research and he found this same article. And he's weaned himself off of most of his medication. And his vision is starting to return. That's the good news about this particular situation. If you get off the SSRIs, this particular vision problem will reverse itself over time. And what's really amazing is about this guy's describing his experience with his doctors and his hospital, where they really weren't interested. They just wanted to write another prescription. And apparently one of his doctors was treating him for a condition that could be made worse by a medication given to him by another doctor. And the two doctors were not allowed to talk to each other about sorting this out without a HIPAA clearance. So our reader and his doctor signed the HIPAA clearance, and the hospital still would not allow them to talk to each other, even though they worked in the same hospital on the same patient. This is a very bad way to run medicine, unless, of course, protecting profits and guarding against lawsuits is your highest priority. Now, looking at the mailbox, two things leap out. Somebody sent in a comment about the Democrats' gun protests. What a pity it wasn't they weren't so passionate about stopping that Iraq war. And I've had two people write in about the DNS computer issues that caller was talking about, working with his ISP, and it's blocking older versions of Internet Explorer, which is not common to that. I don't think it had anything to do with the DNS itself, but Google provides public DNS with the following two IP addresses, 4.4.4.4 and 8.8.8.8. And very often, if you're using your local company as a DNS service provider, they will, in fact, filter your DNS requests. I don't know that we can say that Google isn't filtering, given their allegiance to Hillary Clinton and so forth, but it's an alternative. I don't think that's his particular problem there. Now then, getting on back to health and safety. It turns out, after all this time and all these scares about salmonella, that the U.S. Department of Agriculture's process for monitoring salmonella contamination in chicken, which is the most consumed meat in the United States of America, may be flawed and isn't, in fact, catching all instances of salmonella, which is why you hear about all these recalls of products that went out there with the USDA seal of approval. We are living in an environment, a society, a government that is becoming hostile to health and safety and human life. Because we are of no more worth to them than what money we can give them or what workers and soldiers we can breed for them. And these are all artifacts of living under fascism, which Benito Mussolini himself defined as the alignment of corporate interests and government power against the general population. And we're there. When you look at all these dangerous, ineffective products being sold to us, in some cases now forced on us by government edict, mandatory vaccines, and they're only just now admitting that mixing 5 and 6 vaccines together all at once in one injection is actually dangerous. Nobody ever apparently tested for that before. You know, this isn't bartending where you can mix, you know, gin and vermouth and all the rest of that and a piece of lemon and have something pleasant. We're talking about these very complex medications. And when you put them all together in a single syringe, you don't know how they're interacting or how the body is going to interact when all of these chemicals come in at the same time. Nobody was checking for that. Vaccines are a $27 billion, with a B, dollar business every year in this country. And that's the agenda, $27 billion a year. If you get sick or if your kid dies, we'll just claim the you killed him with shaken baby syndrome. Because we have to protect the profits. Now, over in Iceland, there's a volcano, Hekla. It's nicknamed the Gateway to Heck. It's in South Iceland. It has not erupted for 16 years. But apparently there are readings indicating it may be ready to have a major eruption. And when those Icelandic volcanoes go, it is a major headache for everybody. So if you're in Iceland, get your volcano kit ready. Up at the University of Alaska, they're getting ready to undertake a study of the controlled demolition of World Trade Center Building Number 7 and find out if the way it collapsed is only explainable through a controlled demolition. Well, we already know the answer. The only way that Building 7 could come down into its own footprint the way it did is that all of the load-bearing members had to fail at the exact same split second. Every professional demolition expert who's looked at that video is saying there is no question that's a professional demolition. And the University of Alaska has announced they're going to undertake a study of it. And I fully expect that they're going to get a phone call saying that their federal funds are going to be cut off immediately if they continue down this very dangerous and subversive path of inquiry, as it were. Now, as you know, earlier in the week, the current president of TEPCO came on out and admitted that the then management of TEPCO was lying to the world about the severity of the meltdown at the Fukushima Daiichi power station. And admitted, yeah, you could say it was a cover-up. Yeah, it was. And a lot of people have noticed this. And we're seeing a lot of articles like this one over an activist post saying, once again, the corporate media and government were caught lying, and the conspiracy theorists were proven right yet again. Now, we're not saying that to gloat. We're simply pointing something out. There's a reason why the independent media is now the high ground in the war for the minds of America and the world. Polls are showing trust in government and the established corporate media is at an all-time low. They're losing control over your mind. And they don't like it one little tiny bit. And they don't know what to do about it because everything we're doing here is protected free speech under the First Amendment. But we are consistently proving to be more accurate. Of course, we're cheating. We have the truth on our side. But all we're doing is we're putting out the facts and encouraging people, analyze this for yourself. And then decide if the official story makes any sense. And again, with regard to Fukushima, when they had that picture of the top blowing off one of the reactors, and TEPCO was saying it was a hydrogen gas explosion, and the corporate media was saying it was a hydrogen gas explosion, and we pointed out, hydrogen gas explosions produce water vapor, which is white. That cloud was sickly brown and matched the color of quadrivalent plutonium oxide. And when we came out with that, we got the usual paid internet shills, wacko, tinfoil hat wearing, conspiracy, loon, wing nut, blah, 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 blah. And once again, we've been proven right. Now, I'm not saying the independent media is perfect. We get a lot of disinformation fed to us. We get a lot of stuff fed to us in the hope to embarrass and discredit us. to level the playing field, to find some way to lure all of the public back to the warm, gentle embrace of ABC and NBC, CBS, Fox. So far, it's not working. Have you noticed on the corporate media how the talking heads are now all hot babes in very skimpy clothing? They're turning themselves into the TV equivalent of a supermarket tabloid, trying to lure you back. But remember, Thomas Jefferson said, it's the highest duty of every American citizen to keep themselves fully informed so that they can make good choices. And that's what you're doing. You're keeping yourself fully informed. You are not fully informed watching TV or reading newspapers and magazines. That's the big lie. They want you to believe you know everything that's going on. But you don't. Nobody gives you the truth for free. You have to go out and hunt it down. We're going to help. We're going to give you some leads. But always, our encouragement is follow the information and decide for yourself what is going on. Now, the individual who called in about SSRIs and contacted me about SSRIs and eyesight problems put me on to yet another website that I actually had not known was out there called greenmedinfo.com. And I went on over there, and there's a lot of great stories, and I'm going to be using them as a resource from now on. One that I picked out for posting was The Gulf War Syndrome Plot, Part 2, U.S. Government's Conspiracy of Silence and Obstruction Against Gulf War Veterans. And they're basically talking about all these Gulf War veterans who were made permanently ill by exposure to chemical weapons and experimental medications. Because when you're in the military, you are assumed to be a guinea pig for whatever they want to test on you. And some of that stuff has consequences. And the military doesn't want to actually have to pay for the damage they cause, so it's always this idea, it's all in your head. You're just making it up, you're playing for sympathy, you're looking for a medical out from the forces, and you're it's all just in your head. And yet these people are really showing serious syndromes that last long after they're out of the military. And they're being ignored by the VA. And if you're a parent of a military-aged child, you ought to be sharing this information with them. The recruiters will make any promises they need to get the kid to sign that contract. They are not liable for not keeping those promises. The courts have already said promises made by military recruiters are not legally enforceable. They can say whatever they want. If you sign this, we'll make you an astronaut. You'll be the first man on Mars. And once you are done with the killing and the bombing and the invading and the conquering, and you are of no more use to the money junkies, they're going to just abandon you. Look at what's been going on over at the VA. It is a disgrace. It's a slap in the face of all those people who took the oath, put on the uniform, and did what they were told to do. And they're just being abandoned. And I've said before, whether you agree with the wars or not, and I don't, as a nation, we do owe a debt of honor to those military people who have suffered permanent injury because of their service to the U.S. government. And the U.S. government is simply abandoning them. Story coming out of activistpost.com, how risky are the World Economic Forum's top 10 emerging technologies for 2016? And basically what it is, they've gone down and said, these are the hot technologies on which the fortunes of tomorrow will be based. And the technologies are nanosensors and the internet of nano things, trying to network it all together. Next generation batteries, actually I'm on board with that one. The blockchain, 2D materials, autonomous vehicles, organs on chips, perovskite solar cells, apparently there's an energy breakthrough there. Open AI ecosystems, optogenetics, and systems metabolic engineering. I'm not even sure what that last one is supposed to mean. Are they going to exercise proper care and restraint in the deployment of these technologies? Probably no more than they do with GMO, I would say. So, now, up in Montreal, the Catholic Church of Montreal has instituted a plan that will prohibit priests, volunteers and everybody involved in faith education from being alone with children at any time. They're taking this step because of this growing problem with child sexual abuse by people inside the church. And the rule is going to be, if there are children, there have to be at least two adults. Hopefully not two pedophiles at the same time, but at least it's a positive step. And even more important, it's an acknowledgement that there is a problem, something the Catholic Church has been very loath to admit, that there's even a problem to begin with. Remember when they kept saying that, you know, the devil is putting these luscious children in front of our priests as a temptation, it's all their fault. No, it isn't. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
FoodForLiberty.com sells high-quality storable foods from Numana. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or an outdoor sports enthusiast, FoodForLiberty.com has your prepackaged single-serve packs or kits for the entire family. Numana is known for high-quality, great-tasting, GMO-free, super nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. With a 25-year shelf life, you can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. Right now, FoodForLiberty.com is offering a special gift, a heavy-duty Survivor dry storage box designed for extreme bug-out conditions. This storage box is built to last, includes compass, signaling mirror, and is yours free with a $50 order. Go to foodforliberty.com right now and pick up your quality storable foods from Numana. To get the Survivor dry storage box, use promo code LIBERTY. It makes good sense to be prepared. Go to foodforliberty.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
America, welcome back to the last segment of our program today here. And the public reaction to these 68 members of Congress holding a sit-in on the floor of the House of Representatives is decidedly negative. It's being held up of just how badly government wants to disarm the law-abiding citizens. And the backlash has reached the point where Paul Ryan has shut off the official camera feeds from inside the House of Representatives. So C-SPAN is now resorting to rebroadcasting Periscope and Facebook feeds about what's going on over there. But this is not going to make them look very well. And it's going to send the message that gun owners are right. The government, the same government that's spending your tax money to give military weapons to Mexican drug criminals and terrorist groups, wants to disarm the law-abiding American citizen. And for that reason and so many others, the U.S. Congress has an approval rating of 16%, the lowest of any government branch, although the competition is fierce. The disapproval rating of Congress is 80%, so it appears it's 4% in there who aren't really sure about what's going on. Now, over at YouTube, they're getting ready to establish a new policy where making negative comments about someone will get your channel shut down. Now, I don't know how they're going to deal with people who are viewing your videos and making negative comments. Because when I put up videos, I get a lot of comments. Wingnut, tinfoil hat, conspiracy, wacko, you know. And I assume YouTube's policy is not going to apply to the hired online propagandists who are the authors of much of this nonsense here. Andrew Napolitano is out there saying that the no-fly, no-buy means no freedom. And again, if the no-fly list, if the terror watch list was really filled with terrorists, I wouldn't have a problem with this. But even the U.S. government admits most of the people on these lists shouldn't be there. But there's no official formal way to take them off. You can get put on the no-fly list if you have an argument with a stewardess. If she dumps a cup of hot coffee in your lap and you stand up and yell at her, you're going to be on the no-fly list, and then you're not going to be allowed to buy a gun. What's really alarming is this push to suspend Second Amendment rights for anybody that's declared mentally ill in a country where the psychiatric industry has declared every normal human behavior a mental illness, including the desire to eat natural, healthy food. It's a mental illness, orthorexia nervosa. I prescribe 20 Big Macs right now to save you from yourself. It is absurd. Now, the Federal Reserve, the chairman of the Federal Reserve, Janet Yellen, is actually out there starting to flirt with the idea of the Fed providing debt-free money for government infrastructure projects like they used to have in the Bank of Canada's charter. Well, it's still in there, but they don't use it. And maybe the Federal Reserve is realizing that it needs to sort of start migrating back to the banking system the nation was started with. It won't last, but at least they understand there's a problem. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. I'll be back tomorrow with the lovely Lady Claire here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay tuned for John Stadmiller's show. He's got a lot of stuff to share with you. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. and Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.